Have you missed me like I missed you? I hope so, because I have missed you. Happy 2026. I hope your new year's off to a great start. I haven't recorded an episode in days and days, but I have been keeping a note full of topics that I can't wait to discuss. So I'm going to go open that document while you hear the theme song, pick one, and we'll dive in.
Your Daily Lex.
Next July. Lauren and I are going with another couple, the same couple we went to Italy with this past summer. We're going to Norway and Sweden with them. And I did a bunch of trip planning just like I did last time. And I wanted Lauren to review it because I wanted to know if there were things she didn't like or things she thought looked too hectic. I like Lauren to double check some of my navigation because I usually say like, hey, we can go from this place to this place. And I'm pretty good at using maps, but Lauren's better. And Lauren kept not doing it. And so we were out with some friends and Lauren said, hey, or the trip came up and I said, hey, Lauren, have you, done any looking at that document yet? And she's like, no. And I'm like, it's really been a while. She's like, I know. Remind me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to send you a reminder now. And so I said to my phone, and there's going to be profanity that follows. So cover your ears if profanity bothers you. So I said, Apple's voice assistant, I messaged Lauren, take a look at that fucking doc already. I love you. I send this message via, you know, talking to Apple's voice assistant directly in front of Lauren and our friends whom we were out with, and it was funny. What was not funny, or actually what was also funny, but was differently funny, was that the text did not go to Lauren. It went to Lori. Lori played my wife when I was in the musical Elf several years ago, and she got a text from me that simply, it didn't even have the I love you part, which I don't know what it made. I think that would have made it more clear. But it just says something about, in fact, sorry to interrupt myself there. I look it, all it's all the text said that went through was look at the fucking thing. So Lori unsurprisingly replies, what? And the first thing I have to reply is, ha 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 ha. And then I explain what happened. Lori's fine with it. She gets it. She is amused. But it is so funny to me because I don't see Lori too often. We did that one show together. We've done no other shows together. We try to see each other socially, but she has a young kid. She's a single mom, so it's tough. So there's a friend circle of which Lori is a part, but a rare participant. So anyway, out of the blue, she gets this text from me saying, look at the fucking thing. Great. I explain it. We move on. This is not the only time that has happened to me. When I worked at EW Scripps after they acquired Midroll, there was a woman there whose last name was Weiss, and I use nicknames with Siri. I'm trying not to say that. I don't want to trigger your devices or mine. Oh, one of mine is already listening. My HomePod is listening right now. There it goes. I'm going to call it S from now on. But so I, you know, Lauren is in my contacts as wife. Really, Lauren is in my contacts as spouse. So I can even say I message my husband. But if I say to S, I message wife, that's the number one way I write to Lauren, primarily to avoid that kind of Lori issue that I did run into. So I'll say, I message wife or text wife. And this woman I worked with at Scripps, Weiss, would every once in a while do a thing like get a message from me being like, can you get more cereal or is the laundry machine available? And she would have no idea what I was talking about. And eventually I had to just change her last name in my phone to simply W because it was too annoying. One time, Arnie Niekamp, whom you may know of as the creator and co-host of Hello from the Magic Tavern, a very funny guy from Jackbox Games, great guy, and I've worked with him for a long time and considered him a friend for a long time. He got a text from me saying, look out your window. Now, I hadn't spoken to Arnie in a couple of months when he got that text. He lives in Chicago. I don't. And I imagine the text was somewhat disturbing. I had attempted to send it via S to Ani when we were on a cruise ship together, and I was on the balcony looking through into Ani's room from the balcony. So I was attempting to get Ani's attention by saying, look out your window, and instead it went to Arnie, and that was funny. So anyway, my point is that boy can S make things funny. I've talked about this on other shows before, but there was one time when I use reminders a lot and I never set reminders by hand. I always use S to set those reminders. And I was reminding myself while I was still at Midroll that I had to, set up time with Dr. Phil and I had to set up time with Scott Aukerman. So, you know, I was like, you know, make an appointment for me to remember. Actually, what I said was set a reminder for me to make an appointment with, Dr. Phil and with Scott Aukerman. And S misinterpreted that command and set a meeting with the three of us. So it's me, comedian Scott Aukerman, and piece of crap Dr. Phil. all in one meeting, and they had no context for why that meeting would exist, nor should that meeting exist, and it was very awkward. Scott understood right away what had happened and laughed about it. Dr. Phil was very confused and wanted a phone call to understand what had happened. That's just the kind of piece of garbage he is. Anyway, Happy New Year, one of so many topics I've written down since I haven't done an episode in so long. And enjoy the rest of your 5th of January.
Lex.